You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story that popped up that we were laughing about off the air. It has to do, and we should probably do a disclaimer on this. This is a Reddit story, and they're not even giving the location. So kind of you're like, did this really happen? But here's the thing. Even if it didn't, we believe it could have happened. And there are a bunch of stories that can spin off of this. Apparently, there's a young woman. She's 26. She's a veterinarian. And she says on her very first day at a new job at a vet clinic, a woman came in with her little puppy. And the puppy is very ill and there's something wrong. They do an x-ray exam on this dog and they find that there's some sort of blockage in its stomach. And they're like, we've got to do surgery on this. And the woman's like, whatever you got to do, save my puppy. And they go in and they cut into this dog. And what they pull out is a piece of clothing that this dog has swallowed. And it's now blocking everything inside. Now, first thing to tell you is that the dog survived and is doing fine. And the dog is going to be fine. So we can put everybody's mind to rest. Puppy is fine. What's not fine is the woman's relationship. Because the article of clothing turned out to be a thong. And when the vet held it up to the lady, the lady's like, I don't own a thong. That's how she found out that her husband had been cheating on her. The dog ate his mistress's thong. Underwear. And that's how she found out. So Jared and I were talking about this off the air. And we're like, you know what? If we asked our listeners, how did you catch someone? Like, what was their fatal flaw? What would it have been? How did you catch them?
Yeah, plain and simple. Like, how did you catch your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whoever, cheating? How did it all go down? I love these juicy stories. And this one's pretty damn good with
this
song.
This is pretty good.
It's really good.
I have many years ago, one of our little pub club type things, there was a group of people. So it wasn't one of, it was like a friend of a friend who was there. And something came up about cheating. And she told a story that I'll never forget, and I love this one. She was gone just 2 days on some trip. I think it was for work. I don't know. This has been so long. And when she came back, there was a hairbrush on the nightstand on her side of the bed. And she held it up to her husband, and she goes, she said, looking back, it's comical, the look on his face. She's like, this is not my brush.
Like, busted.
And she said, this was her fiance, as I recall. And so that wedding was off. But she says, as she looked back on it, what was kind of funny to her is that he went to so many extremes to cover his tracks. The various things he did, including like washing all the sheets and doing everything. But when he made the bed again, he thought that brush was his wife's.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I can't move that. So he was even careful to not move it because he thought it was his wife's. But the other woman had left a hairbrush sitting there. And she's like, that's how I found out.
Yeah, it's easy as that, a hairbrush.
It was a brush.
As simple as that.
And he was not prepared with a lie because she goes, the look on his face immediately was like,
busted.
You know, and what do you say?
My sister was over brushing her hair.
Yeah, on your side of the bed. Sean, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're
buddy.
Well, Sean. Thank you. So we're talking about how people got caught having an affair. What's your story?
So I was an EMT working on an ambulance, and we got called to this house, and this couple got stuck having intercourse. Yeah. And while we were getting them onto, like, the pram to get them out of the apartment, his wife got home.
Wah, wah, wah.
I have so many questions about this. I have, like, loads of questions. Is there a medical term for that?
Not that I know of, but the nurses had a fun day with it once we got there.
How were they stuck? Like, keep it PG,
well,
but can
I don't know how he can explain that without it being...
Like, were their parts stuck together?
Yeah,
their
that's
parts
what I'm talking about.
Their parts were stuck together.
They were like Lego pieces that you couldn't get apart.
How does that happen?
Do you do, like, an injection or something to...
Muscle relaxers.
Muscle relaxers.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
We better move on, Sean. Thank you for
the
call.
What a way to find out, though. Your wife comes home, you're like, sorry, I'm stuck. And they had to, like, bring them both out together. Like, they were still stuck together.
Right. Now, I have heard of animals that happens to. Is it dogs or cats or whatever? And they sometimes get stuck.
Like, in a normal relationship, is that a good thing to get stuck together like that or bad? Like, I feel like, in a way, it's kind of like, yeah, you know.
I guess.
We've been known to get stuck, if you know what I mean.
I guess you just end up laughing.
And then just relaxing.
Just start watching something on Netflix.
You
or
shuffle
whatever.
Over to the sink and start splashing cold water on yourself.
Well, you've
got to,
like, shuffle together. You look instead of the beast with two backs, you're the beast with four legs.
Yeah, yeah. We need some ice, honey. Some ice immediately.
My God. All right. Well, we're off and running. Is it Phyllis? Is that right?
Yes.
Sorry you had to hear that story. What's your story?
I was in a long-distance relationship with a guy that traveled across the country for work, and he had to come to Denver. We stayed in a hotel, and he lost his smartwatch. And I dropped him off at the airport, and the hotel called me because the maid found his smartwatch, so I went to pick it up, and I already had my suspicions, but I, you know, basically decided to go through the watch and found the harem of women he had scattered across the country, including the one he was living with in Atlanta.
What? Oh, Phyllis, that's horrible. I'm so sorry.
You know, I do have to ask you a question.
I stayed for a year.
Yeah. I have a question about that, too. And this is, you know, maybe this is a follow-up segment, Jeremy, that we do tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, what he was doing was wrong. However, going through his smartwatch or going through someone's phone that you're not married to, like, is that equally, maybe not equally bad, but Phyllis, do you understand my question?
I do. I mean, he had given me reasons to suspect, like, when he would send me pictures, and it's like, who took that picture? And where do you have your car parked again? And I mean, he literally flew me into Florida the same day he was flying the one from Georgia out.
That's some mad logistics on his part, though. I mean, that's what I am impressed with. If he has a harem of women, as you say, like the logistics behind that of keeping everybody straight.
I mean, you might have passed this other woman on the concourse. That's fantastic.
You have no idea. I mean, that part is quite impressive, but I'm sorry.
I love that. Yeah, well, what about, are you happy today? Are you in a great relationship today, Phyllis?
I am very much single and very happy, though.
Good for you.
So glad you called us. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. There's two segments there, Jeremy. That's there's good. The, what's the big, you know, are they equally bad crimes?
Oh, I'm on
in
her
a way?
Side, nah. If you have
I
your
know,
suspicions.
But they're both single. And then the...
But if he's treating it as that she's exclusive, then that's a jerk move.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Now, there's also the whole question about, like you mentioned, logistics. Like, how does someone juggle
all
that many different relationships?
I know. It's impressive. It really is. Here's Danielle and Ken. Danielle says, boys, believe it or not, his change in music taste got me thinking he was cheating. He's an 80s music kind of guy, and the next thing I know, it's all hard rock. And she listed off, like, Metallica, Slipknot, Iron Maiden. Okay. He would spend hours researching these bands and even bought band T-shirts, changed the phone background to some metal band. Anyway, she goes on to say, something was off. I ended up following him one night. He ended up at some tattooed slut's house having an affair, says Danielle.
Right, Danielle.
Ken, along those same lines, says, my wife started showing an extreme interest in Australia. Boys, we had to watch Australian shows. She researched the country, the culture, got a little tat on her ankle of a boomerang, all of this out of nowhere. Turned out she was having an affair with an Australian dude at the gym. So keep an eye on music and culture.
She was enjoying a land down under.
Hey-o!
Tracy says, we were wondering if anyone would fess up that they were the ones who were caught. Tracy did. She goes, my husband caught me when I accidentally sent a text to him and for the other guy. I won't give you details. Let's just say there was no explaining it, and I had to fess up. Yeah. That's probably one of the biggies, though, right? The accidental text.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I love L, E-L-L-E. L says, my sister found out her fiancé was cheating when she had to drive to Colorado Springs for a meeting and actually pulled up next to them at an intersection. Her fiancé was supposed to be in Albuquerque for a conference. Totally random. Her work meeting to the Springs was very last minute. My sister says that was the universe making sure she found out.
Oh, that's
look
like
at
a,
all
the
of the various. Well, think of all the various parts of that combination that have to line up.
Mm-hmm. The right? timing behind all that.
All of the timing on both her part and his part, and the fact that she wasn't even supposed to be going to the Springs, and then she's actually at an intersection where they are.
Ugh.
I don't
that's
know.
That's when you just speed off.
Maybe that's where you do start, you know, summoning like the powers of the universe. You know, you're like, that's what this is
yeah,
all about.
Start rubbing your magic crystals, you know. Here, let me give you one more because this is this is great for me. And it all has to do with one word, just. Kimberly says, word to the wise, boys. Pay attention if they start using the word just. Just in front of a friend. Just a coworker. She's just venting about her husband. She's just being friendly. Trust me, just turned into divorce, said Kimberly.
We're just divorced. Oh, my God.
That's all right. That's good, too. I see the logic behind that.
Let's throw in yet one more. Barb says the hotel called my phone to confirm their weekly reservation.
Oh.
She goes, I sent them flowers.
Oh. Have fun.